And we'll hear a little voice. Okay. Would you like me to help with timing? Give you
Sure.
a okay. I'll give you a 2 minute advance.
Perfect.
Okay.
That
All
sounds
right.
good.
Okay, Jessica, thanks.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, everyone. I'm so glad to be here today. This meeting just, I feel like it's spiritual, like soul food or something. I don't know. I just get so much and learn lots from you guys every week. So I'm grateful to be here and thank you for asking me to share today. I am a compulsive overeater, controller, fixer, learning about codependency, and just grateful to be reflecting on this step three decision that really has changed my life. And I thought, kind of, when I was thinking about what I wanted to share on it, I really was guided to look at it from a perspective of remembrance and daily affirmation of this decision that I made. So this step of deciding to turn my will, so everything, my thinking, my life, my living, my reactions, my fears, over to the care of a loving God, you know, under the care and direction of a loving God as I know God. And how lovely does that sound, but how hard it is to do. You know, it's a lot of unlearning. It's a lot of unwinding this belief that it was all up to me. And so I have to see before I make this decision why I need to stop and why, what brought me to this turning point, to look at a different way of living. And so these spiritual principles with this step of faith and commitment, the faith and commitment to a power greater than me, that can change everything for me, change the way I walk, change the way I show up in the world, and that I can be released from self, from this bondage of self. And reading this step to prepare for this, I self just stood out to me this time, like how much self is in this unwinding, how tightly I want to hold on to the delusion of safety in self. And that's where this decision is to let go absolutely of self for me. You know, I think that that's what's keeping me safe, but I see through this work that that's actually what has kept me in bondage. So these conclusions that I reached leading up to this decision, so the step one conclusion, and for me that looked like I have concluded based on all of this research I've done out there that I am powerless over my thinking, over my living, over my reactions to life, and that I, that self, cannot manage my life. I cannot go any further. I cannot find contentment and peace and joy and ease. So I've concluded I can't do it, you know, and that brings me to my second step conclusion that I need power. And that listening to these stories, listening to this message of hope in this book and in the fellowship, I can reach the conclusion that maybe there's a power that can take me further in life. I don't have to know what it is yet, but I'm just concluding that other people have said it's worked for them. And so maybe I can find that and I can do that too. And so these conclusions have brought me to this decision. And I see now that it's a decision to take an action to proceed, you know, to proceed to begin this process of turning, or even to begin the process of letting God turn me, because I know I am impossible to turn. Once I have my mindset that this is going to keep me safe, I need an act of God to turn me. And even now, I physically see that physical turning to something different as a powerful act of surrender. And so that's where I am in this decision that I can turn everything, all of my worries, all of my fears to the care and direction of God and how wonderful that sounds. But I thought I would go to the book just to remember, you know, kind of, and it's a daily practice for me to remember what life was like before I made this decision, you know, before I embraced this decision to run really to more power. So on page 60, the exercise that we are so beautifully given in this big book awakening process of looking at what my life was like when I was running it on my power. And so the first requirement is that I have to be convinced. And again, that's a daily convincing that I need to ask God to help me remember that my life run on self-will, on my power, my thinking can hardly be a success. And what does a successful life look like for me today? Because when I was in self-will, my idea of success is not what it is today after this work. And for me, that's a fulfilling, internally supported, calm, peaceful life that no matter what's happening out there, I have this anchor that I can cling to that directs my life. And that's success for me. That's success. So on that basis, on the basis of running my life on my will, I am almost always in collision with something or somebody. And I write mostly myself. You know, I'm mostly in collision with my beliefs, my expectations of myself and other people, my ideas, even though my motives are good. I try to live by self-propulsion, so that self-reliance tornado. This is me without God. I'm just driven by my own self-willed power. I am like a manager who wants to run the whole world. And I don't have the tools to do it, but I keep trying. I keep forcing it. I am forever trying, and these are my personalizations, to arrange the children, my husband, managing and predicting their emotions and mine, and the rest of the world in my own way. And so I see that if only my arrangements would stay put, if only people would do as I wished, so if they would only follow my self-willed script, my life would be comfortable, easy, and great. Everybody, especially myself, and this is my delusion, they would be pleased. You know, that I know what's best for everyone, that if they did what I said, they would be happy too, that life would be wonderful. And so I see before this decision that in trying to make these shows, enforcing my shows, I may sometimes be quite virtuous and well-intentioned. So I really do want everybody to be happy. I may be kind, considerate, patient. I'll do whatever I need to do in order to pull off what I think will keep me happy and safe. But as with most humans, I am more likely to have unpredictable moods that I strategically pick and choose to manipulate my desired outcomes and wishes. So that's that, you know, people pleasing, that I'm just a people pleaser, but it's really, I'm trying to make myself comfortable. I'm trying to get what I want so I can be safe. And I will go to whatever extent I need to in order to pull that off. So what happens when I don't get my way? You know, what happens before I decide to turn to God? I begin to think that life and the people in it don't treat me right. And so I push harder. And I can see this self-willed delusion that if I just work harder and I chase that right decision, that right situation, that I can get a happy and satisfying life. And that's a delusion that has haunted me as long as I can remember. Just do the right thing, you know, find the right answer, and then you'll be happy. And it's not true. You know, God for me is the easier, softer way. But I was trying to find a way around that. Still, the world and the people don't suit me. And it's because I have an internal problem. I'm looking out there for them to suit me and fill me up and fall in line. And even when that happens, I'm still not satisfied. So admitting I may be somewhat at fault, I am sure that the other people, it's their fault. You know, I can admit that I'm imperfect, but they're more imperfect than me. You know, that's my delusion. So I become angry, irritable, withdrawing, in self-pity. And so what is my basic trouble? And that's, I can't get out of my own head. You know, I can't pull this off on my own. And I see that. So that's just kind of a snapshot of what I need to remember with God as to why I stopped doing it this way, why I stopped just forcing all of my shows. So I stand at this turning point, you know, and what is the turning point for me? And I think that I see that it's a change of course, you know, it's a different direction. So I have all this knowledge. I have these conclusions from step one and two that I'm powerless. I can't manage and I need power. And so I have this time to make a decision to either run towards God or run more towards myself. And I love this line on 59. that I need to throw myself, and self really sticks out to me today, under God's care and protection with complete abandon. So that abandon to me is complete letting go of self, letting go of this self-willed, self-reliance tornado that just stirs me up, stirs everyone up. Can I finally let that go and let God take that? And I just see that I'm done doing it myself. You know, I want a different life, and can it be better? And this release of the greatest statement of hope, one of the greatest, because there are many, and on 62, that my troubles are of my own making, you know, that realization that the world does not have to change for me to be okay. I just have to make a decision to begin the process of letting go, unwinding, unlearning, just releasing all of this to God, just releasing it. So what does that decision, you know, look like in my life today? And it really is a daily affirmation of step three. You know, I made this decision when I did the work, but now I need to be turned. And this weekend, for example, I just had a tough weekend. My husband was sick. I was doing a lot of caretaking, which, you know, is okay for a codependent, but it takes a lot out. It's just a balance. I'm still learning. It's such a practice. And I remembered that I decided to turn. You know, it's that comfort in that statement that Jessica, like from God, Jessica, you decided to turn. And so I got in my closet, I got close to the ground, I said the third step prayer. And I remember now the difference is I'm no longer directing my pain. You know, I don't have to provide myself a way out of uncomfortable situations. I can sit there with God as God's child and say, I am really in pain right now. What would you have me do? What would you have me be? Direct me out of this, if that's your will. I see that this third step isn't so much, which originally I took it as trying to get myself to feel good about God's will. And now I see it's trying to align God's will with my life, you know, that I'm not trying to direct God's will, maybe. It's more just getting in line with God's will. I don't always feel good about it. It's not always what I think is going to work, but it does. It did yesterday, the day before that, you know, all the days before that. So remembering that I have turned everything over to God. And so because of this spiritual decision, you know, it really is that spiritual work that I've decided to position myself for God to do in me. I get to quit playing God, and I'm free to play the role that God assigns me each day, that God's my director, and I don't have the weight of my shows. Thank you, Andy, on my shoulders anymore. I don't have to direct the shows and manage the lights and the costumes and make it all look really good, no matter what my actors are feeling inside. You know, I don't have to do that anymore. That I can let God be my provider, and I can sit as a guest in my life, God's guest, and see what happens. It's just so much more freeing, you know, that I can be under the care and direction of a loving and caring God, this infinite power and love. And it's such a better way to live. So I see that now as the decision that really just changed my life, just to proceed in this process. And it is a practice, you know, it's important for me to remember that too, because I don't think that my expectations are, I made this decision, I'm going to have all this new power flow in and my life is going to be different. It's not. I have grown up years of doing it my way and years of relying on myself. So asking God to turn me, you know, I can't even turn my turn. I've got to turn my turning over. And that's what it is for me. That's been my experience. So I get to be reborn as this wild and free spirit girl that's like, hey, God, good morning. I wonder what we're going to do today. You know, instead of saying, this is what I'm going to do today, and I've got to do this in order to feel good, what are we going to do today? So we have these beautiful considerations in our workbook that I kind of turned around a little bit just to fit in with considering this decision and revisiting it. And I heard a speaker say on our Sunday emotional sobriety meeting, just, am I living in the decision today? So am I living like I made the decision that God directs my life? You know, am I living like I made the decision that I can represent what God would have me be? And am I living like I made the decision that I trust that God will provide what I need? You know, and I'll just end with this, that I think about a lot. If I were to wake up and somebody was to say to me, you 1000% are taken care of today. Your entire life is under the care and direction and protection of infinite power and love. What would that be like? Like, how would I walk in the world? What chances would I take? How would I treat people? How would I put myself out there? And that's where this third step decision, the ideal is to feel carried and connected and protected, no matter what life comes at me, to know that I'm okay, that God's in charge, and I can just turn. I can turn it all over. So thank you all for listening. And I can't wait to hear what you all share. And I'm just so glad to be walking in this spiritual life with you all. Thank you guys so much.